Now, as Juan mentioned, today Barack Obama is holding events in Nevada and Missouri. Yesterday, he was in the Midwest, including Iowa, where his January win in the caucuses gave him the first victory of this long election season. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
On the final Friday before Election Day, Barack Obama flew to Des Moines for a big downtown rally on a perfect Indian summer day with temperatures in the 70s. He was here to ensure a big voter turnout, but also to say thanks for what happened in January when he unexpectedly won the first big contest of the year.
What you started here in Iowa has swept the nation. We're seeing the same turnout. We're seeing the same people going and getting in line, volunteers, people participating. A whole new way of doing democracy started right here in Iowa, and it's all across the country now.
Obama's day yesterday included an evening rally in Gary, Indiana, and earlier a few hours back home in Chicago to spend time on Halloween night with his two young daughters, Sasha and Malia, one dressed up as an evil fairy, the other as a corpse bride. They didn't go trick-or-treating door-to-door, instead opting for a Halloween party at a friend's home. At one point, Obama was seen walking down the street with one daughter when a Polish TV crew approached him with camera rolling. The usually unflappable Obama was visibly perturbed as he asked for some privacy. As he walked past the U.S. press pool nearby, he said, "That's enough. You've got your shot. Leave us alone." Also yesterday, in a strategic move, the Obama campaign announced that for the first time, it will begin running TV ads in an unlikely place, John McCain's home state of Arizona.
Something's happening in America. In small towns and big cities, people from every walk of life, uniting in common purpose. Barack Obama, endorsed by Warren Buffett and Colin Powell, a leader will bring us together.
We can choose hope over fear and unity over division.
McCain still leads in Arizona, but in most polls, the race has gotten closer there. Obama campaign officials aren't talking like they expect to capture the state, but the ads do send a message that they have the resources and the nerve to go after Republicans anywhere, even on McCain's home turf. Don Gagne, NPR News, traveling with the Obama campaign in Gary, Indiana.